It's our newest show. Everybody, we've got a very terrible show for you today. I think I'm getting sick again, so you've probably listened to me several hours of your life while I'm sick, but here we go. We've got a golf preview. We've got some quite interesting facts to make your jaw drop, and I'm gonna get healthy, so get ready. Welcome to another one of these. Oh, God. My voice almost quit just then. That was early. I'm Pete. Today's show is primarily going to be concerned with facts. Okay? We've been accused on this show, listeners, of not being as factual as we could be. Okay? Our facts are more like factoids, which are sort of like battletoads. Which are like Battletoads, but spelled wrong. And I'm here to rectify that today. But before I can get too factual, I am getting a little sick. And I've been told that what's important to take is vitamins. Now, I have a bag of vitamins in front of me. I generally assume that what's not normal is to procure your vitamins. You know, probably most people, when you get your vitamins, where do you go? That's interesting, because here's where I go. There's a mystery package of vitamins sitting on the table in my break room at work. Who put them there and why? Nobody knows. But I said to myself, well, this would be really funny for me to do and probably get sick from. So here's what I've got. I've got a Nature's Plus, the energy supplements. Now, Nature's Plus is reserved, as is the energy supplements. That's a separate circle with an R in it. Which I like that, you know, oh, we came up with this. We worked really hard to come up with the name Nature's Plus. That, because that really makes a lot of sense. You know, it's like nature and math together. Nature is plus, or maybe nature owns plus. Who knows? The important thing is what you're holding in your fucking dumb hand is high potency, chewable, cal/mag/vit-D. 1200 milligrams, 600 milligrams, 1000 IU with. Now, you thought that was plenty, right? You probably were thinking, Jesus, how much fucking vitamin can one person take? Well, you can also take 100 mcg vitamin K2 dietary supplement. It's also bioavailable D3 active form. One chocolate flavored, one vanilla flavored chewable, which is very exciting to see that this is a chewable because I could just swallow it. It also contains soy and milk, which I do not like. And this also, the directions are, as a dietary supplement, chew 4 tablets daily. This packet contains 2 tablets, which is 1/2 of a serving. So, I have 1/2 of 1 serving of mystery vitamins that I took from my work that I don't even know what they are. Oh my God, they're gigantic. These are seriously, I could put this in my eye and hold it there if I squeeze my eye like it's a monocle. Could you hear me doing that in the microphone? Squeeze my eye. I'm going to start with, I have a feeling the chocolate's going to be more intense. So I'm going to start with that. Oh, God. This is horrible. Well, this is like a power bar made out of pee. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Swallow that down with some ginger ale. By the way, saw a concert bill and there's a band called the Ginger Whale or Ginger Whales. And I said, oh, they better be ready for a lawsuit. Go back in this podcast and find out how long ago that started.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. I'm one quarter of the way to vitamin... Oh. To vitamin health. Here's the vanilla. Let us hope this is more of a palate cleansing flavor. Okay.
I'm just going to eat it. I'm just eating it.
Mmm. This is all so horrid. Oh. Why would you want to chew this? Oh my God. Mmm. Mmm. Okay. Excuse me. Oh God. It's like packed into my molars. I will be tasting this for the rest of my life. Oh. Well, I hope that I get this uploaded before I pass away. If I died, make sure and go after... Oh! It's not even funny. It's not funny. Mm. I don't understand how people take vitamins. You have to drink so much booze to wash it down, you must be extremely drunk by the time you finish your vitamins. Holy fuck. I have a question for anyone who's listening. Okay, I have a question for anyone who's listening. Banks. If I take a thing of change to the bank, will the bank cash it or deposit it for me? I'm getting mixed reviews on this, so I don't want to hear an answer from someone, a Yahoo Answers answer. Because here's what a Yahoo answer would say. Google it. Well, I did, and there were a variety of answers, and it was not helpful. Or here's what a Yahoo answer would say. Well, my bank does, but it's Bank of America. And I'd say, well, I got fucking Wells Fargo. And I should have specified that in the question, so that's kind of my fault. But I'm still going to be pissed off at you and blame you for it, because this is online, and that's how the online works. So if anyone knows the answer to that, help me. cry for help. I have this book here that I found that has 1,339 quite interesting facts to make your jaw drop. Now, it appears to be, I mean, just straight up like two-sentence facts. Of course, there's an introduction that's completely unnecessary. So I thought maybe we should just start and look through some of these facts. You know, I think it's time we stop fucking around on this show and start educating kids. It is a kid-friendly show now. This is a show for your children to hear about jacking off, I guess. Unless that's some kind of harassment. In that case, never mind. So here we go. Oh. Are you ready to have your mind? Okay. Here is fact number one. The offspring of a polar bear and a grizzly bear is called a pizzly bear. Here's what I find interesting. I did not know that grizzly bears and polar bears were having sex and having babies. Did you guys know that? Because that to me is a fucking, that's an amazing fact. That is a fact that I think people should fucking know about. Oh, crazy ass different kinds of animals are having sex with each other and it's making weird babies. Oh, okay. Well, what are those called? That's my first question. No. No. I don't care what it's called. I care how it's going to kill. And it is going to kill. If there's one thing I learned from Werner Herzog, bears like to kill. None more than the grizzly, except the polar. which is some more. One did more. Well, that's fascinating. J.R.R. Tolkien. Oh, here's fact. J.R.R. Tolkien and Adolf Hitler both fought at the same Battle of the Somme. So they were in the same battle. Well, I guess that's sort of interesting. I don't really consider J.R.R. Tolkien the anti-Hitler. Do you? I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like Hitler is a... No, wait. I don't feel like... In my sickened state, I think I almost said something like about how Hitler's not a bad guy, which I guess would also be implying like, hey, you know, Hitler gets a lot of credit for being a shithead, but no one's talking about this J.R.R. Tolkien. Think about what he did, boring us with these asinine long movies. Gotta go see a movie. Fact. During Hitler's years in power, Mein Kampf was given away free to every newlywed couple. So this is kind of like the, you know, how they have the Bible at the fucking hotel. They're just like, you're married. Have a copy of this book about my struggle, my time in prison. That's the only Hitler page. That's disappointing. Well, I guess I don't really know. I mean, I guess someone should get... You should get some kind of book when you get married, right? There's got to be a book that people could get. And don't tell me the Bible. You know what I found, by the way? If someone's trying to give you one of those dumb little green Bibles that are physically impossible to read because they're so small, all you have to say is, I've got a Bible at home. I've got a family Bible. I'm good. You know what I mean? Save it for someone who hasn't yet heard the word. Jesus, the word. Save it for those guys. They will enjoy it. This weekend, I don't know what made me think of this. I went to this great store recommended by a friend of the show, Val. It's called Black and Red, and it's kind of a used books and music store, but it's got a great level of crazy because there's just stacks of boxes of shit all over the place. I kind of regret I almost purchased and didn't. All this thing, you know, all the literature in the world you could ever want, all the music in the world. I'll tell you my two highlights. Well, three highlights. Die Hard on Laserdisc, which I considered. There was a book of comics about Mr. Magoo, who, if you don't know him, he's this old man who is hilarious because he's blind. So he walks around and gets into these various troubling situations because he can't see shit. You know what I'm saying? So he'll be out somewhere and not know what's going on. And there was also a very racist Chinese person in there. And this was from just a quick flip through. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Leslie Nielsen made a Mr. Magoo movie that was, you know, kind of like maligned because, you know, blind people were pissed off, I guess. They were like, oh, this asshole. But not to be a dick, but how would they even see it? Who cares? And also, who cares? But yeah, Mr. Magoo is dumb, right? I mean, that's a dumb idea. You can click on it here and see what it is. Mr. Magoo, full movie, part one. 10 minutes. So if you wanted to watch Mr. Magoo bad enough, you could, I guess, watch it in 10-minute chunks. But it's not loading. I think YouTube is, like, broken. YouTube keeps removing my videos. Click on the link below to watch the full movie in my blog. What do you think the link is going to be? Yeah, some crazy-looking link. For some reason, YouTube keeps removing my videos. It's like a 3-minute message of that. Where's Magoo? Where's the blind man? There's a lady with a torch standing on the stairs so that I know this is a film. There's a universe. This is awful. Whoever put this up should be ashamed. Not for pirating, but for pirating badly. I can't even wait for this. So, anyway, that's Mr. Magoo. Good job. You should go to this record store. Oh, here is the other thing I enjoyed. I was paging through a Fangoria magazine, which is a magazine I enjoyed as a youth, and confirmed that I was right. It's mostly gory pictures of people being killed in horror movies, which I guess shouldn't be a surprise with the name Fangoria. I don't know if we've ever talked about this on this show, about my my gore book. I used to have this notebook. Now, my friend Eric had the same thing. I think I kind of ripped off his idea. Because for like 2 years, I just, whatever Eric did, I was like, Eric is cool. I'm going to just do what Eric does, and then I'll be cool also. And would like, I would like somebody to like me, and I'm caring less about who that is or why as I am about the fact of it. So he started this book, and I started one as well. It was a spiral notebook with just drawings of people getting killed in weird ways. There was a guy like standing in front of a speaker, and the sound was blowing his brains out. You know, there were a lot of people being chainsawed. There were a guy sort of in the nightmare hellscape who was hanging upside down from the ceiling, and then another part of him was hanging straight up from the ground, sort of stalactite, stalagmite style, but, you know, a man cut in half. All that kind of stuff, you know, so a guy's brain flying around, whatever. Crazy shit. And so I looked at this Fangoria magazine and was a little horrified and was like, oh, this is kind of grotesque to see these, just these pictures of, you know, people being gored. But what was really great is I saw an ad for a movie. Now, this was some kind of women in prison movie that was like softcore porn. Starred Rhonda Shear, who you will remember from USA Up All Night. And the quote on the thing, on the ad, was something like, let's see. It said something like, fills the void in women in prison movies that has been around since Caged Heat, or something like that. And I was like, wow. Now that is an endorsement. That really tells me a lot. Rhonda Shear. Let's see. Do you think I can find... Now, Rhonda Shear was on USA Up All Night, which is where they would show, like, cheesy B-movies. And it would either be him or her, I'm sorry. Or who's the parrot from Aladdin? That annoying fucker would be the other one. So, you know, you might flip it on and be like, oh, Rhonda Shear, eh? But then sometimes you'd flip it on and be like, oh, this motherfucker. That's great. That's fine. I'm equally happy with those. Let's see. Looks like here she started Shear Intimates on the Home Shopping Network. Please tell me there's a video of this. Rhonda Shear Intimates of St. Pete. Rhonda Shear Comfy and Sexy Shapewear. That sounds like a, you know, a real shapewear. So if you look terrible, put this on and it will make a shape out of no shape. This drives me crazy. There's a commercial on here for the Galaxy Note 4. Before Rhonda Shear's crappy clothes. Here we go, Home Shopping Network.
Bye-bye, shapeless. So long, confining. Farewell, unsupportive. For all your foundation wants
sexy.
And needs, help is on the way.
Say hello to
smooth and seamless, ultra curvy.
That's nice. Say hello to Say this to this other thing you say. Say a thing to an expression.
And super feminine. Comfy is the new sexy.
Foundation is where fashion starts.
Yes, Rhonda Shear is there. That's nice. I want to see if there's a preview for this prison movie. But probably not. I mean, that's like, what do you know, I look up Prison-A-Go-Go. That is what it was. Let's see. Prison a go-go. This is a 4 out of 10 on Internet Movie Database. Here we go. Shakorama presents Prison a Go-Go, 2004. Let's see what we get here. Shakorama is like a zombie cinema thing, and they've got two dashes in their URL, which is always a good sign. You guys even hear that? Just like, they're in a prison. They're getting lunch on trays. It's pretty much Orange is the New Black. A girl looking quizzically in the shower. I mean, nothing's... There's a guy in the fetal position laying on a beach towel. There's a guy with a fake drawn-on red mustache like Satan. Guy picking his nose. I mean, this is like... Nothing's happening so far. This is pretty disappointing. I was kind of hoping this would be more exciting. Maybe someone taking their top off, someone vomiting. Same footage again. I see the same footage several times here. Rhonda Shear. Mary Waronov. And Lloyd Kaufman. Good. It's good when he's an actor in something. That's what I really hope for. I don't know if Rhonda Shear was like actually good looking at some point or if I was just sort of tricked into that. Right? I mean, was I fooled or was I not fooled? Who was the fool? Was it I or was it the world? Rhonda Shear. Boy, it's been a long time, Rhonda Shear. I hope you're doing well. I hope your hair is less giant, and I hope that the rest of you is fine. And whatever. Whatever's appropriate for now, I hope that's how you're feeling. Good for her, though, right? Oh, she's in Spaceballs. Maybe. Or sometimes people just search. I guess maybe a lot of people who search Rhonda Shear search Spaceballs. Oh, you know what else comes up? Bowling. Bowling. That makes sense. Oh, she was a nurse? Maybe? I don't even know, you guys. This is too difficult. How are you supposed to get through this stuff? Why is there a bunch of pictures of Rhonda Shear bowling? Is she some kind of bolstress? Professional bowling lady? Okay. I think we've spent more than enough time on Rhonda Shear. I'd say too much time on Rhonda Shear. Not enough time on facts. Fact. Let's see. Howard Hughes kept a ruler in his hotel room to measure any peas he ordered, sending back those that were, quote, too big. Cool. I like that. See, this is why I have my eccentric millionaire ideas. I think this is what we need more of, is eccentric millionaires. Not people who just eat the peas with whatever size they have. I don't like that. Astronauts' helmets contain a small piece of Velcro so they can scratch their noses. Well, that's good. That makes sense. Why not? There's a lot of stuff. I feel like maybe space needs to happen. The reason being, they come up with shit when they go to space. That they don't come up with on the rest of your life. I had these gloves when I used to be a snowboarding kid. You know, I was a punk kid who was like, hey, get off the slopes, old man. And I had these gloves, and they had a snot rag on them. What this was like a rectangle made out of Velcro. And it just peeled on and off, and the top side... was, you know, you could just rub your face on it and basically blow your nose into it, pull it off, and then wash it in the washing machine. Which, for me, was a great idea. Now, let's discount the fact, let's just ignore that as you do that, and then you have this on your glove the rest of the day, so you're kind of just walking around with a snot rag on the back of your hand. It's like, hey, this is me. Here are my bugs. My bags. But it was an idea. It was something. I mean, when you have gloves on, you're on the snoreboard, what are you going to do? You don't have a lot of choice. So, snot rag. And I feel like we'd have more snot rags if we were in space. I've been Pete. Let's see. What do we got? What else we got? Women look their oldest at 3:30 p.m. on Wednesdays. Tell me about it. I don't even know what that means. They look their old. I guess they look their worst. This is a very strange fact. Well, you know, I look forward to seeing the court case where that's an excuse. Officer, I know she's 15, but it was 3:30 on a Wednesday, so I think we know why I did what I did. That was a mistake. Now I know. Okay? Now I know. Before, I did not know. Is that 3:30 on a Wednesday effect, right? King John was named Softsword for his feeble military activities. That's a sad. That is a very sad, sad state of affairs. Oh, old Softsword there. That's nice. Fact. 500,000 Italians visit an exorcist every year. Well, that's very sad. This is sometimes, you know, I like when these things come about because I feel like a lot of times in life we're told about how great Europe and Europeans are and how advanced they are. Once in a while, I just need a little something to, you know, a little something to bring them down, snap back to reality kind of thing. That's all. That's all I want. It's all I want. That's an Offspring song. Probably no one will know that one. Oh, God. Fact. The electric chair was invented by a dentist. Yeah, no shit. Oh, a chair that horribly hurts somebody until they die? I can't believe a dentist invented. How could they have come up with that? I don't see any crossover there. What a shock. That's upsetting. Guys, my head is, like, not in the game. It's, I'm thinking about the rapper, the game. Okay? That's, oh. 95% of the spiders in your house have never been outside. Well, that's nice. This is, like, a nice, I just one time demand of spiders to see a spider actually consuming an insect. Just once. Is that a lot to ask to for the number? How many spiders have you seen in your home and killed in your life? And for those, how many were eating an insect? How many? None? Or a million? The right answer is none. You have never seen a spider eating anything of, you know, disgust. You've never seen a spider doing something good. It just doesn't happen that way. It's just not reality. Let's live in reality, spiders. Oh, shit. Spiders can survive for hours underwater by entering a self-induced coma. See, now spiders do so much weird and creepy shit. I don't really know how we're supposed to reconcile the fact that we live in their world. You know what I mean? Like, do they really need, does that really need to happen? Amongst all the other horrible things, it's like you can't drown them either. And next it's going to be like, well, they can't burn because they're of hell. And so fire has very little effect. It's like a Final Fantasy thing. If you try to use fire on a demon, hey, nothing happens. That's just great. That's just great. A bite from the Brazilian wandering spider results in an erection that lasts for several hours. Okay. Now we have a spider who's become part of society, who's doing something. I wonder if that's like a bad thing. You know, I've always wondered this about, like, your Viagras. I don't know that I want a boner that lasts forever. Okay, this is getting a little graphic, so beg your pardon. Those of you who are royalty and listen to this show may want to turn it down. If I have Viagra, I pop a Viagra, and I decide to bone. Bone, 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 bone. Somebody. And when you're on Viagra, do you ejaculate and then still have a boner? Do you not ejaculate? What happens with the ejaculation, not ejaculation, Viagra situation? How does that work? Because I think I'd like having the boner, but if I ejaculated and then it felt sort of like it does now, after which I'm like, I think I'm done. Then you just have this boner. I mean, I don't know. That doesn't really make sense, does it? It just doesn't make sense. Starfish have eyes at the end of their arms. Gross. See, I'm glad sometimes we know how gross animals are. I've noticed a lot of these facts have not made me feel good about animals. It's not like I've read this and said, oh yeah, well now I feel like an animal is a really good thing to have. All right, what do we got? What do we got? Ugh, parrots can live for 80 years. I do know that. Parrots live forever. Do not buy a bird, is what we're learning here. If you buy a bird, you might have that bird, like, forever. You may not ever get rid of that bird. That bird, think about this, might be a fucking bird at your funeral. Okay? How does that make you feel, smart guy? Are you happy? Are you satisfied about a bird outliving you? No, you shouldn't be. You should be upset. You should be extremely upset about that. That is not a positive situation. This is a negative situation. There are whales alive today. Fact. Excuse me. There are whales alive today that were born before Moby Dick was written. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's pretty nice. That's pretty nice. See, take that, you stupid whale idiots. Whale hunters. You don't even know. Not thorough, not efficient. An NFL team, fact, I'm not doing this right. An NFL team sends more clothes to the laundry in 1 week than the average family does in 2 years. Well, yeah. I mean, the NFL, football. I do have to say, though, I'm glad they're washing their clothes. This is becoming a problem at my gymnasium that needs to be addressed. When the roller hockey men, boys, I'll call them, because they have no personal hygiene, here's what happens. They come in, they roller hockey, they sweat up their shit, all their pads and all this crap. They stuff it in a bag, they leave it in the bag all week. And now, when they have the roller hockey night, they have to leave the doors to the gym open, the gymnasium part, the basketball part, where they also roller hockey, because the smell is so vile, they can't just let it sit in that room. They have to air it out. And when you go there, it's like your eyes start watering. It is so horrible. Just imagine if you wore a pair of socks, ran in it, put them in a plastic bag for a week, then put them back on and ran in them the next week, and just did this over and over until you created a gaseous fog that could not be beaten. Imagine that, and then you'll know my real life, because that is really what happened. It's making me sick just to think about it. Okay. The first bubble gum. I didn't say fact. I'm skipping it. How do you like that? Fact, a crocodile can be bitten in half by a hippo. Now that's some shit I want to see. That is some shit that I want to see. At one time, I did fall into this rabbit hole of watching animals fight. Now, I mostly stuck to insects. Because I don't really feel that bad about watching, like, a spider kill a wasp. Because I'm like, well, really, any kind of either of those that goes away or is injured fatally, I'm fine with that. That does not present any sort of problem to my way of thinking. Sting away, Meryl. Sting away. Fact. A popular Roman hangover cure was deep-fried canary. Yeah. I think that what's funny about hangover cures, I imagine in history there have been many horrible ones. And none of them really work, right? I mean, you read up these things and it's like this or that. But honestly, there's some magic that sometimes you get hungover and sometimes you don't. And sometimes you gotta let it happen. Just, that's the price you pay. You know what I mean? Everyone wants to get rid of the hangover, but it's not going anywhere. Until scientists are cool enough that they go to parties and so then they gotta get rid of their hangovers, we'll never be rid of them. So you and me, the normals, are stuck. Fact. Each time a fertile man's heart beats, he makes 1,500 new sperm. Well, that's a lot of sperms, huh? Ugh. I'm not feeling great, and I don't think those vitamins help. Sperm. Lots of tasty sperm is being made. That's good news. That's a good news kind of thing. A tiger's fact. A tiger's tongue is so rough that if it licked your hand, it would draw blood. Oh, I believe that. I believe that shit. Have you ever been licked by a cat? Very unpleasant. Cute, you think, but horrible. I mean, it's really awful. I just don't like that, I don't like cat lickings. I want them to be nice like a dog, but also less slobbery. But yeah, when a cat licks you, it's almost like they're trying to hurt you. Most things I interpret as a cat trying to hurt me, whether it be playful or not. They don't seem to have, we call it, oh, he's playing. Well, he's trying to stab me with his fingernails. So that's nice. Holy shit. Fact, the moon is shaped like an egg. It only looks round because the big end points towards Earth. That's pretty awesome. That is pretty awesome. This is the kind of fact that I want to know. God damn it. The moon's not round. How would you... I would have never known that. I would have never known that. Oof, guys. I apologize. I am not doing well. I'm ill. I'm not feeling well. I think that we're gonna have to call it a night a little early. I know it's a little early, and I apologize for that. But my brother's supposed to call in this weekend, and I think that we'll have a nice show with him there. So I think that'll be a good thing. God, okay. Seriously. Thank you. And keep listening, and I will talk to you later.